Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new films from Norway, Germany, and Bangladesh currently playing at Toronto film festivals. Human Rights Watch, Toronto Jewish Film Festival, and Hot Docs. There's a union organizer trying to change a DACA factory, a TV show that completely changed Germany, and how AI is changing the entire world. iHuman, directed by Tonya Hessen-Shy. You might not think about artificial intelligence much, but it's there in almost everything you do, from smartphones to social networking to purchasing something online. We think of it as a passive device, something that makes things easier to use, a helpful program that nudges you in the right direction. You like this song? Try listening to this one. But we're less aware of the massive amount of data AI collects about you and what they use it for. Search engines like Google knows what you look at, buy, or ask about online. The location indicator in your cell phone uses GPS to determine where you are at any given moment. Drone footage can see you, while facial and voice recognition figures out who you are. Social networks like Facebook can determine your politics, your sexual orientation, your income, and your debt. But what algorithms do with this data is less obvious. They might bombard you with opinions that they know will get you indignant, angry, or agitated. That's what they want, so you stay on their site. Political parties can influence who you give money to and who you vote for, or to discourage you from voting at all. The smarter AI gets, the more it influences what you do. This documentary, beautifully illustrated with panoramic overhead drone shots, beautifully shot, looks at how governments, corporations, and police use AI. There's talking heads like investigative journalists and tech experts explaining how AI works and where it's going. Like bizarre theories straight out of science fiction novels, can observing the facial expressions of babies really determine which ones are going to commit crimes as adults? And more to the point, should the police be allowed to spy on babies at all? Some people think so. It also looks at politics, how companies like Cambridge Analytica already influences elections. For me, the most surprising scene is a clip of Barack Obama, who's talking about the danger of a deep fake. Then the camera pans back and the screen splits in two, and you see it's not Obama talking at all. That's just a computer-generated image and voice. It's someone else whose voice and image exactly duplicates Obama. That's what a deepfake actually is, and to see it that starkly is shocking. iHuman is a disturbing but informative documentary about how AI is changing your life and influencing your mind. How Holocaust Came to TV, directed by Alice Agnes-Kirchner. How can a four-episode TV miniseries transform the outlook of an entire country and impact future generations? That's what a new documentary is asking. In 1978, a TV miniseries premiered on U.S. television called simply Holocaust. It was a drama about an assimilated middle-class Jewish German family during the Nazi era. Three generations of the Weiss family live in Berlin, as many of them passively observe the shocking changes happening around them in their beloved land, the home of Goethe, Schiller, and Beethoven. And over the course of four episodes, these sympathetic main characters are systematically attacked, raped, and killed. Though a popular show among U.S. viewers, many critics said it was too Hollywood, too much like a soap opera. It trivializes such a grave and somber topic. In any case, it was successful in the U.S., but it didn't change America. The country it actually changed was Germany. It was hugely controversial, generating massive amounts of mail even before it was shown there. And when it was broadcast in German, dubbed across the Bundesrepublik, it landed like a juggernaut in the heart of the entire nation. It wasn't the first show about Germany's past, but somehow it took an American drama to pull the wool from the eyes of a generation. Young people in the 70s who were born after the war were stunned at what their own parents, their own country, had done. They knew it, but they didn't know it. The whole country was glued to the TV each night, both for the show and the hours-long roundtable discussions that followed it. And the response it generated dominated magazines, newspapers, the movie industry, changed educational system, political life across the board for many years. This is in the 70s, but its impact continues to this day, changing the national psyche. This documentary revisits the making of the show, talking to its producers, crew, and actors like Tova Feltsche, Michael Moriarty, and Rosemary Harris. But more than that, it talks with dozens of ordinary German people whose lives were changed by the show. So how Holocaust came to TV, while occasionally veering on the nostalgic, it's always a deeply moving, incisive, and meticulously made documentary. I recommend this one. Made in Bangladesh, directed by Rubaiyat Hossain. Shimu, played by Rikita Nandini Shimu, is a 23-year-old woman in Dhaka. She's hardworking but outspoken. She works in a clothing sweatshop alongside her best friends Dalia and Reshma, pushing the sewing machine pedals with her bare feet. The workers in the factory are all women, the managers all men. The t-shirts they make each day, the hundreds of t-shirts and send abroad, bring in huge profits to places like H&M, Walmart, and Zara. But their own wages are so low they can barely pay rent. Three t-shirts sell in Canada for what they get paid for an entire month in Bangladesh. And the company fires employees they don't like. They sexually harass the women. They dock their wages. They make them work long hours without paying overtime. But when a fire alarm goes off one day and the women flee for their lives, they realize something's gotta change. Shimu says it's time to form a union. But can a poor woman convince skeptical workers, stand up to cruel bosses, and oppose corrupt officials? Or is it all in vain? Made in Bangladesh is a fantastic drama about a young woman standing up for her rights as she tries to unionize. Shimu's character is great. A smart, spunky, self-taught woman like Norma Rae or Erin Brockovich who learns her rights and won't give up. The film is strikingly beautiful. A typical scene in the factory is everyone working on the same color clothes at the same time, with huge spools of bright green thread spinning and spinning as they sew piles of identical dresses. Shimu might watch Bollywood on her own, but this film is done in the European style, meaning realistic, hyper-realistic, but moving and inspirational at the same time. It's about the perilous work of forming a union, but it's also about Shimu's home life, her husband, her friends, her dreams, her neighborhood. I like this movie a lot. iHuman is now streaming at Hot Docs. How Holocaust Came to TV is online now at TJFF. And Made in Bangladesh is opening across Canada, including digitally at Human Rights Watch in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.